Welcome to the new episode of DevOps Dimension. I'm Oğuz Pastırmacı, a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft, focused on DevOps and open source. And today, I'm very pleased to have Alana from Puppet Labs joining me. So Alana, welcome. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name's Alana Brown, and I'm a product marketing manager at Puppet Labs. I spearheaded the Puppet Labs State of DevOps Survey and Report, and I've spent the last 4 years studying high-performing IT teams with my friends Gene Kim, Jez Humble, and Nigel Kirsten.
That's great. So you mentioned the State of DevOps report. So
yes.
I have my notes here. I really like the report.
Thank you.
Because it has over 5,000 respondents.
Yep.
And the figures I see in the report are mind-blowing. One example is high-performing IT organizations experience 60 times fewer failures. So it shows the benefit of, you know, adopting a DevOps mindset.
Yes.
So what do you think about this report? What are the key findings?
Yeah, that's a great question. So over the last 4 years, we've actually surveyed over 20,000 IT and development professionals. So this is actually the most comprehensive survey of its kind out there today. And what we found consistently over the last 4 years is that high-performing IT teams are more agile and they're more reliable. So as you mentioned, they deploy code 30 times more frequently with 60 times fewer failures. And if they do fail, they recover 168 times faster. So what that tells us is this goes against the notion that in order to be stable and reliable, you have to move slower, when in fact the exact opposite is true. If you want to move faster, you actually need to build resilience into your systems, mm-hmm. and you need to get used to making changes more frequently.
Mm-hmm. And it has a portion I really, again, like. It just asks, do you want to know how your team is doing? Just ask them.
Yes.
How painful are the deployments? And I understand that because the developers will come to you with the answers, the IT guys, mm-hmm. the sysadmins have their answers like, we are having this problem with the developers. Developers say, we're having this problem with the IT pros. So deployment problems are a super good way to show if they are having any pains, any problems around this.
Yes.
So what do you think about the IT manager's role in the DevOps transformation?
So one of the things we studied in our last report was the role of IT managers, and we found that they're critical. So traditionally, DevOps has been this grassroots movement, mm-hmm. But now what we're seeing is it's moving up the chain, up mm-hmm. the organization, and it's also moving horizontally throughout the organization. So we see QA, you know, InfoSec, devs, ops, they're all aligning around this idea of DevOps, and the CIOs and the IT leaders are also thinking about DevOps too. Mm-hmm. So it's rare that we go into any organization and they haven't heard of DevOps today. And you know, we believe that in order for a DevOps initiative to succeed, it really can't just be this CIO top-down mandate, mm-hmm. and it can't just be a grassroots level effort either. There has to be that middle layer that sort of translates the business needs and the on-the-ground execution. So we think that IT managers are extremely important in a DevOps transformation.
Mm-hmm. This is the common theme we see in our customers. If, just as you mentioned, if mm-hmm. the top level, C-level executives are like pushing the DevOps mindset,
yeah.
it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Because you need to, you know, sit down with the developers, operations people, and tell them what's in it for them instead of just, okay, we're going to do DevOps. So another report you've published, yes. extending this, is called How to Build a High-Performing IT Team.
Yes.
It's a very focused subject. And coming from a sysadmin background, I really mm-hmm. liked the chapters. I'm just going to give the names of the chapters. The first one is called Build the Business Case for DevOps. I think it's really important because, mm-hmm. yes, we want to do DevOps, but why?
Yes.
What are we going to benefit? That kind of stuff. And you have five chapters. Another thing very interesting for me is five chapters. And before chapter four, you don't mention anything about tools or processes.
Yeah, that was on purpose. Right, so a lot of a DevOps transformation, I mean, DevOps requires some big changes across the entire organization, changes in culture and process and tools, and there's so many challenges and roadblocks. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with a lot of legacy systems and tools and processes. You're dealing with the mindset that the status quo is okay for now, right? Even mm-hmm. though in the long term, we all know that that's unsustainable. You're also dealing with a lot of politics, infighting. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on too. So the important thing, I think, and why we start out with building the business case is because it's really important to get everyone aligned around the business goal. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal of DevOps, is to get alignment, mm-hmm. right, and figure out what matters to the business and how can we execute in a way that delivers on those promises.
So we cannot go and buy DevOps.
Exactly.
DevOps in a box. There's no such thing.
There's no such thing as a DevOps tool. I will say, though, that tools are extremely important because mm-hmm. they help drive behavioral change. Like, if you think about the last 10 years and how people have moved away from emails to a ticketing system, mm-hmm. that changes how you process that kind of information and how you interact with it. So I think it's really similar with the tools in our space currently. So for example, the configuration management tools out there like Puppet, they allow you to define your infrastructure as code, mm-hmm. and that enables teams to start to adopt these agile development best practices.
Great. And Puppet Labs published another report called the DevOps Seller Report.
Yes.
So I kept it for the final part because it's, I can see that the sysadmins especially are like, Seller Report, let me hear about this.
Yeah, so the Seller Report is interesting because what we found, and this is from based on the data we collected in the 2015 State of DevOps Survey, but we found that demand for DevOps skills is at an all-time high, mm-hmm. And that people with these skills are commanding more pay. So DevOps engineers make higher pay overall than any of the other titles we looked at in IT. 50% are making 100K or more, and that's surpassed only by titles with architect in them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is pure economics, right? There's a high demand, and there's not a lot of people out there with these skills. So I think what that tells us is if you want to stay ahead and you want to be competitive and grow your career, then you really need to adopt these skills.
Mm-hmm. So it's time to skill up.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And we just talk about how our customers, you know, your experience mm-hmm. with the customers, how they're doing DevOps, what are their pain points.
Yeah.
So what is the what are the most common themes you see in your customers in terms of their, you know, difficulties around DevOps mindset?
I think one of the biggest challenges and roadblocks is just misaligned incentives, mm-hmm. right? So you have these very large organizations, and we work with a lot of them, and they're incredibly siloed. They don't communicate well across teams. They don't work. Their teams don't work well together. And also, they're not incentivized mm-hmm. to deliver the best products to their customers. So if you think about dev teams, they're incentivized to deliver new features faster. Ops teams are incentivized to keep the systems running at all costs. QA is responsible for quality. Security is responsible for security. So they're all incentivized differently, and that drives different behaviors and outcomes. So the most successful organizations we work with, they've figured out a way to align those incentives, and they often have reorganized their teams in such a way that the flow of work and information is pretty seamless between them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great, thank you. And speaking of DevOps, configuration management is mm-hmm. a very important part of the DevOps initiative, you can say. We
yes.
call this DevOps practices. It's mm-hmm. as Microsoft, we think like there are 7 practices important for DevOps, and configuration management is one of them.
Yes.
So why would the customers think about implementing a configuration management solution for the company? What's in it for them?
Well, I mean, they're dealing with a lot of different challenges. A lot of IT is very manual, right? Mm-hmm. So there are all these manual processes, and it's very time-consuming. Their dev test and production environments are all out of sync, and they're trying mm-hmm. to sync them up manually. And so there's a lot of like outdated processes and tools that they're using. So what a tool like Puppet does is it allows you to define your infrastructure as code, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And that allows teams to start to adopt agile development best practices. So things like version control and peer review, automated testing, automated deployments, continuous integration, continuous delivery. Those things are all now possible because you can define your infrastructure as code. And then the benefit we see and what our customers tell us is that their dev teams just see them as fellow engineers, mm-hmm. right? They're using the same types of tools and the same types of processes, and they have this common pool of understanding between them. So it definitely eases collaboration.
And speaking of these DevOps practices, mm-hmm. how does Puppet Labs do DevOps? What's the daily life of the DevOps team in Puppet?
That's a great question. So our model is just a little bit different because we develop on-premise software. Mm-hmm. So our ops team isn't actually, you know, running services that our developers have built. They do have responsibility for the dev test infrastructure. They manage and maintain it and support it, and they're on call for it. Mm-hmm. But that is really considered a shared responsibility between QE, QA, and our ops teams. But that being said, DevOps is just a way of life at Puppet. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I think we really embody the values of DevOps, which are culture, automation, measurement, and sharing, the CAMS model. Mm-hmm. Our ops team uses Puppet actively, and they're our most vocal critics. And so if there's ever a problem, they can come straight to the product teams and talk to them about it, and they're often included in the product planning process.
So before any version is published to public, a rigorous internal testing.
That's right.
With the real teams are just there.
Exactly.
Okay. That was great information. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you so much for your time. And hope to see you again in our studio soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.